The Argyle International Airport, which was constructed at a cost of over $750 million, is today celebrating a milestone, its seventh anniversary of existence. The AIA was commissioned on February 14, 2017, Valentine's Day. Speaking during the face-to-face program on NBC Radio this morning, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez expressed gratitude to all who assisted in making the Argyle International Airport a reality.
I want to thank, naturally, the governments of Cuba, Venezuela. I want to thank Taiwan, Mexico, Turkey, Libya, Iran, Austria, Argentina. I want to thank the CARICOM Development Fund. I want to thank North Star Finance Group in the United Kingdom, which after we constructed the airport to equip it and to do a number of things, and we through that agency, we ordered the equipment and other things out of Canada, the US, and the UK through their respective export agencies, credit agencies, which made us get some of the equipment fairly at reasonable financing costs. And I want to thank those respective governments.
The Prime Minister also outlined some of the key figures who played a significant role in the construction of the AIA.
We went to all different sources. And naturally, without four individuals, four leaders first of all, Fidel and Chavez, and later on Maduro, Fidel Chavez, Patrick Manning from Trinidad, and President Chen from the Republic of China, Taiwan. They've been very instrumental very earlier on. And different ones that I call, different countries, they made contributions in different ways. For instance, in the case of Argentina, it was the matter of helping us with the petroglyphs, which is a very important part of the work. I didn't build an airport, and then generations after would say, well, Ralph was a barbarian, and mash up the history, the writings of the indigenous people.
Dr. Gonzalez also spoke of the funding that was provided to construct the AIA, noting that some contributions were in kind.
The airport has cost $750 million or thereabouts. Of course, the value is there, is more than one $750 million because we got, we got contributions in kind. Some of it you could actually cost, like for instance, the first $30 million EC of equipment, $10 million US plus of the heavy duty equipment which Venezuela provided. But then you'll have to do approximate costings for the Cuban workers. I mean, they did the aerodrome, for instance, for nothing. I'm talking about the design. People will tell you that's between $7 and $10 million US of work, you know, and then there were subsidized contributions through Cuban professionals and workers of one kind or another. That is more problematic to give. You'd have to do a kind of approximation there. Some you can particularly know. But you can give a clear idea, like I said, the equipment at a particular cost, which we got as a grant up front, that portion.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. A special ceremony will be held at the AIA from 3 this afternoon to celebrate its 7th anniversary. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.